Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good morning, and once again, let me welcome you to this broadcast on CJMQ of The Word of Grace. Today is Sunday, the 4th of February 2024, and the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, is pleased to bring you this broadcast. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of the Congregation. In our midweek fellowship at St. Andrew's Church, we're looking at Mark's Gospel. And today, following the lectionary readings, we look at a busy day in a busy week in the life of Jesus. You can join us in person at St. Andrew's on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. at our premises at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville, or online through Facebook or YouTube. Psalm 147. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. Let us pray. Creator God, you are the source of all life. In you, all creatures and all creation is connected, and all creation is redeemed and made new through your Son, Jesus Christ. Every day, you reveal yourself to us. In the beauty of the heavens, we see your glory. In the bounty of the earth, we know your generosity. In the strength of our bodies and minds, we experience your energy. Delighting in all that we have seen, heard, and known, we worship you. Supremely, you have made yourself known to us through your Son, Jesus. For in the care that he showed to other people in his life on earth, we see the care that you would give to us in our days and in our times and for all eternity. And with him you've given us your Holy Spirit, and so we worship you, one God, our Creator, our Saviour, and Spirit. We confess to you our sins of busyness. Sometimes we're so busy we overlook those we love. Sometimes we think we're so busy we make excuses and avoid important commitments. Sometimes we make ourselves busy and neglect you. Forgive us. Calm our minds and hearts so we can set priorities and honour them and you. Dear friends, while it is true that we have all sinned, it is a greater truth that we are forgiven through God's love in Jesus Christ. God hears the cries of the brokenhearted and renews the strength of those who trust in his mercy. In Jesus Christ, God has taken us by the hand, forgiving our sins and lifting us up to new life. Lord, by your Spirit, focus our attention as we listen to the stories in the Scriptures. Help us absorb your word more deeply, come to know you better, and serve you with greater purpose. For Christ's sake, Amen.
Upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Oh soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's a light for a look at the Savior, life more abundant and free. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful in the light of his glory and grace.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Oh soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's a light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light. light of His glory and grace.
Our reading is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 29 through to 39. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the house of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all who were ill and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so that I can preach there also. That is why I have come." And so he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. Amen.
There was a man standing by the bedside of the one who had stolen his heart. He broke down weeping, wondering why he couldn't keep her. There were too many pages unturned. As he fell to his knees, he cried out in sorrow, "How can I go on? Look to the sun, his arms are there to hold you when the world weighs down on you. His hands are there wipe away every teardrop from your eyes. When you feel tossed by the storm around you, and it's way too much to bear, my Jesus will pick you up. Carry you through in His arms of love. So if you ever feel alone and all hope seems to be gone, oh, just remember the Lord is right there beside you, just waiting for you to call. Look to the sun, His arms are there to hold you when the world weighs down on you. His hands are there to wipe up teardrop from your eyes. When you feel tossed by the storm around you, and it's way too much to bear, my Jesus will pick you up and carry you. ever a soul knew sorrow, Jesus did. And if ever a soul knew pain, he did. If ever a soul knew rejection, our Lord did. But thank God he did, because if ever a soul knew how to comfort and uplift the brokenhearted, the lonely, and the hurting, Jesus does.
So how are you finding life in February? This year it's been quite mild so far in the eastern townships, and we haven't had the biting cold that can be part of a Quebec winter. Nevertheless, the days are short, even if they're getting longer. But there are more ways of being in dark days than simply lack of sunlight. We've been touched in this part of the world by deaths in the cold and the violence of life. The Monty Python team, a British television comedy programme, sang a song that said, "Always look on the bright side of life." But sometimes we're just confronted with the dark side of life, and it's hard to be looking on the bright side of life when life just seems to be showing you its shadows. Are you being drained? Are you failing to see what the point of it all is? Are you losing hope? Is joy becoming harder and harder to find? Are you finding it harder and harder to remember the goals and dreams that God placed in your heart? Are you feeling besieged from all sides and unable to get it together? In today's gospel reading, we see Jesus on the Sabbath doing many things. He has already, as we heard last week, attended worship at the synagogue, and there during worship cast out an unclean spirit out of a man and brought him healing. And then he's gone with his disciples to Peter and Andrew's home, and there he's brought healing to Peter's mother-in-law. And later in the evening, a huge crowd gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many of the sick, many of the possessed. It was a full day, very full, very busy, and all day he is confronting the dark side of life. And the next morning, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, we hear that Jesus got up, left the house, and went to a solitary place, a quiet place where he prayed. It must have been for quite a while, because we discover in the passage that Simon Peter and his companions go looking for him, and when they find him, they tell him that everyone is looking for him back in Capernaum. People with needs, people who want healing, people who want his touch, his word, his hope, people living on the dark side of life. And the passage concludes with Jesus telling his disciples, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." And so he does. Off he goes to confront once again, for the rest of the day, the dark side of life. Jesus travels through Galilee, preaching and healing and driving out demons, spreading by word and deed the good news of God's kingdom, the news that God is near at hand, the news that God is coming to deliver his people, the news that God is forgiving, the news that God will raise up all who wait upon him, the news that God will give strength to those who turn to him, the news that God loves all people and wants everyone to draw near to him, everyone to repent and to believe in him, everyone to trust, to know and to follow him, so that he may shower them with the blessings that last forever, so that they may have peace in their hearts and live in peace with one another and with God. This is the bright side of life, and Jesus brings it to those who live on the dark side of life. And always, always we find, as we read the gospel accounts, Jesus draws aside from the crowds that gather to hear him and to be healed by him, to go and to pray. Always we find Jesus leaving his disciples for a time and going to a quiet place by himself for a little talk with God, for a time of waiting upon the Lord, for a time of developing his relationship and maintaining his relationship with his heavenly Father, for a time of strengthening, a time of remembering, a time of being reattached to the Father. And how about us? Do we remember why we are here in the first place? Do we recall the simplicity of what God wants of us? Do we recall the glory of what God has promised us? Do we recall how God has helped us in the past? Or are we so obsessed with the dark side of life that we cannot see the God who is in himself the bright side of life? Do we remember where there is fuel for our tanks, food for our journey, supplies for our task, recovery for our soul, hope for our hearts, and direction for our days? Do we turn aside from the hustle and the bustle, the fret and the worry, and allow God to inhabit us, to fill us, to restore us, to guide us, so that we can do with those days what God wants us to do? So that we can be what God wants us to be? What God has made us to be? The word from the book of the prophet Isaiah is this: Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground, than he blows on them, and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Dwell in the shelter of the Lord, who abide in his shadow for life. Say to the Lord, my refuge, my rock, in whom I trust. And I will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of my hand. For to his angels he's given a command to guard you in all of your ways. Upon their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And I will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of my hand, and hold you in the palm of my hand.
Why did Jesus go to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, week in and week out? Why did he worship at the temple with God's people at festival time, as well as keep the law of God? Why did he continually turn aside during his busy days of doing God's work of preaching and go to a quiet place and pray? Why did he withdraw from his disciples and from the crowds to go up on the mountainsides or into garden groves to wait upon God? Might I suggest to you that he did this because that's what helped him keep on track? And might I suggest to you that he did this because this is what gave him strength? And might I suggest to you that he did this because without doing it, he could not have done all he did? God has a purpose for us. God will redeem us. God will raise us up. Let us pray. We give you all thanks and praise, O Lord, for you strengthen the powerless and renew those who wait for you in trust. You are the creator of the earth, who stretched out the sky like a curtain and sent down rain, clothing the mountains in green. You gathered your people from exile, healing the brokenhearted and binding their wounds. And you came among us as one of us in your Son, Jesus the Christ, sharing our weakness in order to save us, healing the sick and casting out demonic powers. He proclaimed your mercy and peace. Turning his back on the acclaim of the crowds, he faithfully followed your call all the way to death on the cross. And you raised him up and promised that all who trust in him will rise up with wings like eagles and run the race without ever growing weary. In the quietness of these times, we hand over to you all those concerns stirring within us today. For anything that has been distracting or hurtful, anything that makes us worry or brings sleepless nights, our hopes and dreams for the future, and for the lives we love. We hold before you the needs and hopes of those who need your comfort, especially remembering those facing grief and loss. We pray that peace and prosperity will begin to flourish in places facing war and famine and disaster. And we pray for those agencies who bring aid and relief and support and succor in these situations. We pray for wisdom for the leaders of our world, that those who manage the world economy may find honest, just, and generous ways to ensure the hungry are fed and to help those in desperate conditions. We pray that the dignity of each creature would be honored and earth itself be treasured. Prosper the work and witness of your church. Hasten the preaching of the gospel to the ends of the earth, and let your kingdom come, we pray. And hear us now as further we pray together in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.